No precipitation today, and we're at 43 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our update at 6 from ABC News is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More signals from Israel that its war with Hamas could be on the verge of escalating. ABC's M. Nguyen has details.
Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
The wars continue to fuel protests on American college campuses. Over the weekend, police cleared an encampment at the University of Southern California. At the University of Virginia, more than 20 people were arrested. Heavy rains and flooding in the Houston area now blamed for one death. A four-year-old boy died after he was swept from a car. Heavy storms and possible tornadoes a concern today in Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Kansas. And the third week of former President Trump's criminal hush money trial begins today. Prosecutors have not indicated their next witness. Trump has pleaded not guilty. This is ABC News. The parents of one of the teens caught on video dumping garbage from a boat off Boca Raton, Florida last week are now apologizing. Two of the teens surrendered to police. Still on track for the first manned flight tonight for Boeing's new Starliner spacecraft.
The two astronauts who will be on board are test pilots. Never before has Boeing Starliner carried humans to space. It's had missteps getting to this point. While SpaceX has sent its Dragon capsule to space with humans a dozen times, now humans will be on board Boeing's design. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who went to space himself on the shuttle in 1986, tells me he'll be white-knuckling it tonight.
Remember, this is a test. This is not your normal Dragon launch.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new world record in France where bakers baked a baguette longer than a football field. It took a special oven to bake the 461-foot bread. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Bring your sunscreen as you enjoy the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. So much to do and see on Saturday, May 18th at Railroad Park. Visit the Leo Club food stand, arts and craft show, various food vendors, and Bartle's chainsaw carving. Pop over to Pickering Park to see Tiny Acres Farm Petting Zoo and so much more. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries and Grant County Economic Development, for being proud sponsors of the festival.
A look at sports this Monday morning, sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Javier Assad pitched 6 sparkling innings, and the Chicago Cubs beat Freddie Peralta and the Brewers 5-0 yesterday in the rubber game of their weekend set. Assad allowed 4 hits, struck out 4, and walked 3, lowering his ERA to 1.66. The Brewers won the opener 3-1 on Friday, and then lost the next 2 to the Cubs. Milwaukee will open a series to begin the week against the Kansas City Royals. That is going on tonight, 6:40 for the first pitch time. The Cubs will be home against San Diego. Elsewhere, it was Pittsburgh over Colorado, 5-3. Dodgers 5, Atlanta 1. Arizona 11-4 over San Diego. It was Philadelphia 5-4 against San Francisco. In the American League, Cleveland 4, the Angels 1, Yankees 5-2 over Detroit, Texas 3, Kansas City 2, Boston 9-2 winners against Minnesota, Seattle 5, Houston 4. Interleague play, Washington 11-8 over Toronto, the White Sox beat St. Louis 5-1, Tampa Bay 7, the Mets 6, Baltimore 11-1 over Cincinnati, and Miami beat Oakland 12-3. In the NBA playoffs, Cleveland 106, Orlando 94. And from the NHL playoffs, the Rangers 4-3 over Carolina, Dallas 2-1 over Vegas. Kyle Larson beat Chris Buescher to the line at Kansas Speedway in the closest finish in NASCAR history. The official winning margin for the Cup Series race yesterday was a thousandth of a second.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
HPV is a very commonly transmitted infection, and nearly everyone will have some strain of it during their lifetime. While these infections can be mild or asymptomatic, they are one of the primary causes of multiple cancers. Getting the HPV vaccine and scheduling regular screenings for cancers, such as breast cancer and cervical cancer, are the best ways to prevent HPV-related cancers and improve treatment outcomes. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're here to help you stay on top of your health.
Sunshine at times today, a high of 73, southeast winds 8 to 15. Tonight turning cloudy and breezy, rain likely late, possibly a thunderstorm, a low of 53. Tuesday, rain and thunderstorms early, then variable clouds and mild, a high of 74. Wednesday, 73 with breaks of sun and still mild, showers and thunderstorms likely by Wednesday night. In Richland Center, the air is calm, the barometer is steady, and after a midnight reading of 52, we're down 10 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge this morning. It's 42 degrees. Here's Jordan Davis.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us. Just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. Somewhere between here and
long. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got to Tucson too late.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hello there, friends. We trust it was a good weekend for you. Phil Nee with you. And it was, well, you know, I got a few things done, but not too many. You got to pace yourself, you know? And probably about the only thing that I really, really picked up on the weekend was actually I picked up a wood tick. I guess they're pretty strong out there and actually jumped from James's dog to me. I wasn't in the grass, I don't believe. So anyway, I think it leapt. It was a very athletic wood tick. Anyway, good to have you along today on a Monday. This is Sarah Evans on FM 100.9.
Say that.
I'm in love with you. through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind, girl. I thought about thinking through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. Didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. I'm in love with my mind, girl. I thought about thinking through. Every time I do, I find I want to make the things come true. I'm in love with you. I'm in love.
Chris Stapleton on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Vernon County Emergency Management will be testing sirens coming up at 11 o'clock each first Monday of the month through September. And for that month, the sirens will be testing the following day on September 2nd. But otherwise, you can expect it today. If inclement weather is in the area, the test will be done the next good weather day in the Vernon County area in Viroqua. And the Vernon County Over 50 will be hosting Tai Chi exercise at the Bethel Home Fellowship Hall each Monday and Wednesday from 1 until 1:45. It will be streamed to the Viroqua and Ontario Public Libraries.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Are you ready to challenge your taste buds? Come join us on Saturday, May 18th at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. Driftless area and local Wisconsin beer samples will be available at Sportsman's Lounge, Patio 111, North Wisconsin Avenue, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Samples will be served in souvenir mushroom glasses, 10 samples for $15. Following will be the 3 p.m. Spring Mystery Parade along Wisconsin Avenue. with the UW Marching Band performing at Mushroom Headquarters from 3:45 to 4:30. Thank you, Muscadet Fitness Center, Muscadet Laundromat, and Wisconsin Distributors being proud sponsors of the festival.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. 621, over the weekend, some little lost animals here and there. Lost and found, lost in the Avoca area Saturday. An Australian blue heeler without a collar. The number to call is 815-871-0189. That's 815-871-0189. From WRCO's Lost and Found. 43, we're up one from the overnight low. Oh, it's a nice fresh morning, some sunshine and blue skies.
I was walking in Chicago by a Wrigleyville bar. Caught a city of perfume when I heard dancing in the dark. Now I'm just trying to get through these songs about you. I was picking up a bottle at the neighborhood store. I heard I can't make you love me, and I about ran back out the door. Too soon, I'm just trying to get through these songs about you. Sometimes it made me dance, sometimes it made me cry, sometimes it made me wish that I never said goodbye. Now I'm just trying to get through these songs about you. I was lost in a green eye, finally went on a date. Oh, I thought I might be moving on till I heard Brown Eyed Girl play. Back to just trying to get through these songs about you. Cause sometimes it made me dance, sometimes it made me cry, sometimes it made me wish that I never said goodbye. Now I'm just trying to get through these songs about all the lonely nights, the breakup, makeup fights, the what the hell am I doing without you in my life. Oh, I'm just trying to get through these songs about
the seniors of Weston High School. Congratulations on your graduation. Your achievements are truly commendable. Congratulations from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Bailey Paint and Decorating.
Some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Sorry, bro. On WRCO FM 100.9, we trust that you're getting along all right today. Able to sit up and take a little nourishment. Beautiful day out there. We'll let you know what's going on with the news update next. News, weather, and sports, in fact, from WRCO on a Monday.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flowerbed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Spring is here, and Mother's Day is just around the corner. This is Darwin at Driftless Outdoors. Stop out to see us there for a great selection of outdoor furniture. Mom will be delighted with a new glider or rocker for her deck or for her porch. And we have discounts on all in-stock furniture starting now through Mother's Day weekend. Our hours are 9 to 4 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. So stop out at Driftless Outdoors, Highway 80 North, Richland Center. See you soon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs, your full-service sign company. Well, the forecast for today calls for sunshine and pleasant conditions, a high of 73. Tonight, 53, with rain likely late, possibly a thunderstorm after midnight. Right now, it is 43 degrees.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has released new information on the Mount Horeb school shooting investigation. Investigators say the weapon a 14-year-old student brought to the middle school last Wednesday was a pellet rifle. That rifle looks like a regular rifle from a distance, and a witness who saw the boy with a gun called the police. Officers stopped the boy and told him to put down the gun, but he refused, and that's when police shot and killed him. No one else was physically harmed. Media outlets have identified the student as Damian Hagland and have reported an obsession with school shootings. Classes are scheduled to resume in the Mount Horeb district today. Some faculty of UW-Madison are planning a walkout today. Pro-Palestinian protesters made the announcement at the encampment on Library Mall on Friday night. Also on Friday, UW-Madison's College Republicans held their own counter-protest. They're upset that UW leaders are still meeting with the protesters who are breaking the law with their encampment. Interactions between College Republicans and protesters remained minimal during the counter-protest. A new report highlights the toll of reckless driving in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Policy Forum analyst Mark Sommerhauser says between 2002 and 2022, the number of speeding-involved crash fatalities in Milwaukee County increased more than 200%. In the other 71 Wisconsin counties, they declined by 55%. Sommerhauser calls that divergence pretty staggering. The report comes as Milwaukee continues to address reckless driving, and with officials asking the legislature to allow the use of red light cameras to deter speeders. The report is particularly timely in light of last week's death of a 4-year-old girl in Milwaukee by a hit-and-run driver. The girl's mother was also injured, and police arrested a driver who was previously convicted of hitting and killing a pedestrian in 2018. A bear warning in Jefferson County. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is alerting residents to a bear roaming around the Lake Mills area. In a social media post, the Sheriff's Office encouraged people to keep their distance from the bear and not try to approach it to take a picture or attempt to feed it. They also advise residents to keep pets inside and avoid putting out bird seed. If you can, keep garbage cans inside. If you do spot the bear, police say do not call 911 unless you're actually in danger. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will host the second in a series of field trips to commemorate the 35th anniversary of the creation of the Riverway Thursday, May 9th. The event will be held at the Black Hawk Unit in the town of Mazamani, followed by a business meeting at the Ruth Culver Community Library in Prairie du Sac. David Justin, the first Department of Natural Resources Riverway Coordinator, who began his work in the Riverway in 1989, will lead a field trip starting from the historical marker on Highway 78 near Sauk City, beginning at 2 and ending at 4. The tour will be held rain or shine, unless lightning is in the area. Jessen will be providing a first-hand account of acquisition of the site, establishment of the battle site area, and significant locations within the battle site, as well as his work with Native American tribes and descendants of Blackhawk in management of the historic site. Pre-registration for the tour may be done by calling Marcia Curtis, Riverway Board Executive Assistant, at 608-739-3188. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has selected Haley Heinzel of Oconomowoc as Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland. In this position, Heinzel will work for the contract year as a full-time communications professional for DADCAP, educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Heinzel will graduate from the University of Wisconsin-Madison with a degree in life sciences communication. The Richland Center High School Bands will present their spring concert tonight at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. The featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and the Symphonic Band. Senior band members will receive special recognition during the concert as well, and they will be marking their final formal concert appearance. The top band awards will also be presented during the concert. You are invited to enjoy an evening of band music tonight at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. And to help the bands celebrate the many successes of the students, cost of admission will be $5. Senior citizens will be admitted free. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court has decided it will hear a case dealing with the legality of mobile voting sites without first letting it wind through any lower appellate courts. A conservative law firm sued in December of 2022, alleging Racine City officials illegally used a voting van to collect absentee ballots that year. A circuit judge in January ruled state law does not allow mobile voting sites. The Racine City Clerk and Democratic National Committee asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to hear an appeal directly without letting a lower appellate court rule first. The court issued an order Friday indicating the justices had voted 4-3 to take the case. Harley-Davidson is moving workers from Wauwatosa and California and bringing them home to their Milwaukee headquarters. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is consolidating their Livewire production line, housing it at their Westside facility. The Livewire is their electric bike. Employees are expected to transition to the headquarters facility later this year.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls for sunshine at times and pleasant conditions, a high of 73, southeast winds at 8 to 15. Tonight turning cloudy and breezy, rain likely late, possibly a thunderstorm, a low of 53. Tuesday, rain and thunderstorms early, then variable clouds and mild, a high of 74. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 52 at midnight and a low of 42, it is 43 degrees.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always. always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the high school sports schedule, details on a Brewer weekend. The Brewers will start anew against the Royals for a new series this evening, and those stories and more will be coming up.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Tonight begins a busy high school sports week. In the area, in the Ridge and Valley tonight, Wazika Steuben will be at Ithaca. In baseball and softball, we'll have the call from the baseball diamond at Ithaca today on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. First pitch time around 5 o'clock. Kickapoo softball is going to be at Lafarge today. River Valley baseball team will take on Lakeside Lutheran on the road tonight. And the River Valley softball team is at Viroqua. There's golf action going on as well, featuring multiple schools, the Spring Green Golf Course today. And so that is involving the Richland Center athletes. And Riverdale will have softball. They'll be home against Mineral Point tonight for varsity, followed by JV. Over the weekend, the Ginger Morey Track Invitational was held. Richland Center won the girls' trophy with a 120 score. Riverdale finished second at 118 among the eight schools. North Crawford won the boys' division. New Lisbon wound up second, and Richland Center was third overall. It was Maddie Huber leading Richland Center, taking first place in the shot and discus, and Danica Pauls first place in the pole vault. Soleil Ewing first in the triple jump and in the long jump as well. For Riverdale, Jenna Wheatman first in the 3200 as well. And among the top finishers, Riverdale's 4x4 relay team, Mallory Meese, Olivia Meese, Gretchen Buchholz, and Riley Bierce took first. And the 4x8 relay team from Riverdale, Olivia Meese, Ellie Hudson, Jenna Wheatman, and Mallory Meese. On the boys' side, it was Richland Center's Teague Perkins taking first in the shot, and Malachi Fretz first in the 1600. The Hornets 4x4 relay team was first. Grayson Banker, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, and Malachi Fretz. The 4x1 was first. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper. And the 4x2 took first. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper. With a big day on Saturday, Harrison Carpenter, Robert Budden, Kiernan Culver, and Ryan Stadler combined for the 4x8 first place finish. For Riverdale, first place for Tim Bailey in the 200 and also in the 400 and in the 100 at the Ginger Moore Invite. Track highlights for Ithaca Weston, first place for Clayton Lee in the 3200. Also, it was a new school record for Kaylee Miller as she jumped 5'3", winning that event and setting the school record previously held by Joni Davies back in 1987. It was a first place finish for the Ithaca Weston 4x1, Aubrey Cook, Kaylee Miller, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. Kaylee Peterson first in the 100 as well at Ginger Morey. The Brewers were blank Sunday in the series finale at Chicago 5-0. Freddie Peralta was unusually wild, walking a career-high 6 batters in 5 innings of work while absorbing his first loss of the season. Peralta is still appealing a 5-game suspension he was handed last week.
I was feeling great, and I think there's a lot of really close pitches. I don't know, I haven't checked, but I know there's a lot of pitches that they were really close to the zone. Probably they were balls, probably no, I haven't seen it, but you know, it wasn't that bad, but I work a lot of people today. It shouldn't happen, but I have to be better than that.
Milwaukee went 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. The Brewers send Bryce Wilson to the mound tonight to start a 3-game series at Kansas City. 6:40 start time on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. It was Pittsburgh 5-3 over Colorado, and the Dodgers beat Atlanta 5-1, Arizona 11-4 over San Diego, Philadelphia 5, San Francisco 4. In the American League, Cleveland 4-1 over the Angels, Yankees 5, Detroit 2, Texas 3-2 over Kansas City, Boston beat the Twins 9-2, and Seattle 5-4 over Houston. Washington a winner against Toronto 11-8, the White Sox 5, St. Louis 1, Tampa Bay 7-6 over the Mets, Baltimore 11, Cincinnati 1, Miami 12-3 over Oakland. From the NBA playoffs, Cleveland 106 and Orlando 94. And misinformation shared last week during the NBA playoff series against the Pacers. While reporters were being told that Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo was close to returning to the court, that was just a case of optimism. Giannis says he was never able to run enough to play in a game, putting his status at just 30-40% of full health. Even if his teammates had extended the series to Game 7, he still would have been sidelined. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Morning, I was 7 years old in the backyard playing in a big mud hole. I was all decked out, ready for church, and my brand new suit all covered in dirt. Mama hit the ceiling, she was fit to be tied, talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But Daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes, said, Mama, leave the boy alone. Well, if the good die young, if the good die young, the good die young. Ten years later, had a hot rod Ford. Constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself. You'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, yeah, the good die young. Good die young. Well, I got a good heart, I wouldn't hurt a soul, but I'm gonna keep it rocking till they call that road. Old St. Peter's gonna have to wait. I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be late. And if the good die young, good die young. Said I'm gonna live forever if the good die young.
Congratulations to the seniors of Eagle High School. Your determination has led you to this moment. Well done. From Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services.
In on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun.
Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years. Gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads, and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tim McGraw, it's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. Close finishes over the weekend. Did you watch the Kentucky Derby? That came right down to the wire, right? A thrilling three-wide photo finish, which was won by Mystic Dan. Mystic Dan's trainer Kenny McPeak and ownership were non-committal about sending the colt to Baltimore for the Preakness coming up on May 18th and instead might opt for the relocated Belmont Stakes in June at Saratoga. That is the word this morning on that. But the other close finish, Kyle Larson winning yesterday in the closest finish in NASCAR history. The official winning margin for the Cup Series race was a thousandth of a second. It is 8 minutes before 7. We're headed toward a beautiful 73 later on. Right now, 44 at WRCO.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Coming up on News Time from ABC, we'll have that for you in just a little bit here today. Drive carefully on your way out and about as you face today and some new challenges this week. Hopefully the challenges are minimal. The Riverdale FFA Greenhouse is open through Saturday, May 18th. Hours Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Saturdays, 9 until 1. Featuring hanging baskets, annual plants, and garden plants available as well. The greenhouse is self-service, so check out the Riverdale FFA Greenhouse going on again this week and next. This is Justin Moore on FM 100.9.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket sinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed, cause with a woman you love, you'll talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. Love forever just ain't long enough. Woman you love. I still make a little noise, raise a little hell, running with the boys, making stories we don't tell. I trade a million nights of getting loose and turn full for just one night with a dress on the floor. Is where the woman you love, you talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough. With a woman you love. Her whisper in my ear made a brand new man. Now the same heartbeat's got a brand new plan. With the woman you love, you talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found.
Justin Moore on FM 100.9. Earlier we talked about today's featured broadcast, the Ithaca and Waseca Steuben baseball game. And be advised, that game, the softball game as well, they will start at 6 o'clock tonight. So just move that back. So, well, I mean, if you're going to the game and you get there early, you'll just have to sit there an hour with nothing to do. That's